There's lots of room, so go ahead and file in, find a place to sit. Before you get too comfortable, though, I want to make sure everybody's here for Keith Mack's dedication and not looking for the lunch stand. Okay, so if anybody needs to move spots, you're welcome to. My name is Mark Hoffman. I'm this year's chairman of the Watertown Chamber of Commerce Ag Committee. The Watertown Chamber of Commerce Ag Committee organizes the Watertown Winter Farm Show, and every year we honor someone who has spent years contributing to its success by dedicating the farm show to their name. This year, the honor goes to Keith Mack of Watertown. While Keith isn't nearly old enough to have attended every year of the Watertown Winter Farm Show 72-year history, I think it's closer than most of us realize, it's a safe bet he's been to more than 50 of them. Keith grew up on a farm near Kranzberg and has attended the Watertown Winter Farm Show in his early years, along with his parents and 9 siblings, many of whom are here today. As the decades passed, his interest in agriculture steadily increased, and in 1989, he became more directly involved and joined the Watertown Chamber of Commerce Ag Committee. Keith has worked for the past 25 years in the ag machinery industry and was the first person hired at Titan Machinery in 2001. With his infectious smile and hearty laugh, he's turned thousands of customers into friends since that time. During his term as Ag Committee Chairman in 2003 and 2004, Keith's focus was to prepare for the future expansion of the Watertown Winter Farm Show to optimize the number and variety of booth exhibitors and to promote the farm show to a broader spectrum of people. Keith and his wife, Cindy, have 3 grown children, Teresa, Andrea, and Nicole, and 7 grandchildren. Cindy said that while her husband was not expecting to be selected as a 2017 honoree, she was not surprised when he came home and told her the news. Now, on a personal note, when it comes to volunteer organizations, there's always a large amount of mentoring, and there is a handoff always when it comes from one generation to another. And speaking personally, I harassed Keith about how old he is, but he is certainly part of the previous generation to me. And for me personally, he's been a very good resource for myself and for many of the semi-younger members of the Ag Committee in helping progress things. He's not one of those guys that says, we did it this way last year, we did it this way 25 years ago, we're going to do it this way for the next 25 years. He does truly have the best interest of the Watertown Winter Farm Show specifically and the ag industry as a whole at heart when he is involved with making these decisions. So I personally want to thank Keith for his mentorship for myself and the rest of the younger members of the Ag Committee. And with no further ado, there's the man himself, Keith Mack.
Thank you so much.
Testing.
Yep. Thank you so much. We'll try it this way, I guess.
You can hold one and I can hold the other.
There you go. I appreciate the fact that everyone showed up today. Talked with some of the committee members this morning. Talked about what this Watertown Winter Farm Show actually means. It's about display. It's about showmanship. It's about doing the best that you can do every time you do it. It was just a joy to be a part of the sale ring this morning and see the young kids out here, the younger generation, showing their cattle. I talk about being involved with this show now for almost a generation. I look at a generation as 30 years. I've watched the children grow. I watched them start young, just like these. I watched them progress. I've watched them get married. I've watched them have their own children now. So it's really been a wonderful pleasure for me and to see all the people in the ring and see all the friends that I've made over the course of 30 years. God has truly, truly been very good to me. My parents are here today. Dwayne and Rita, would you please stand? My mother is just about finished with her third bout of chemotherapy fighting liver cancer. We love her to death. Good luck. My wife's parents are here today, Eugene and Marlis Moyer. Would you please stand? We're very fortunate to have made a number of friends over the years. I have friends here from the machinery business from out of town. Thanks, guys, for coming. We've got friends here from North Dakota. I see I've got my Pickerel Lake friends here today. It's just been a wonderful ride, folks. We've really had a lot of fun, and I look forward to many, many more good years. I want to personally thank the Watertown Area Chamber of Commerce, the staff, and you people of the Ag Committee. You are truly my great friends, close friends. I admire you. I respect what we do. I feel very fortunate to be picked as this year's honoree. We put in a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of work on this show. It's wonderful when we have the barns full. It's great to have them here. We have the places full of exhibits, and we work very hard to do that. And just because we, as the Ag Committee, do that, God didn't say, we're going to give you a couple more hours of the day, we're going to give you a couple of more days in the week. We had to take that time. These committee members and I had to take that time away from someone. And most generally, it's these. So I want to personally and publicly thank my family for sacrificing their time with me so I can spend my time with you. Thank you. I want to thank the city and the county and their staff. They do a remarkable job for us. This show means a lot to both the city and the county. Chuck and I talked about it earlier this morning. The staff here at the Coddington County Extension Center, the commissioners, Jack Thomas is here. Thank you for coming, Jack. It means a lot. Jack is a former commissioner and a former exhibitor and also one of the honorees in the early 2000s. But we've worked very closely with this staff. So I want to thank the staff that works with this show and with the custodian here in the building. Thank you for everything that you guys do. You make us feel so warm and welcome every year. It's a privilege to do this show with you. With that, thank you, everyone. Thank you.